on, look for a ThinkPad, and hook them up with a nice ThinkPad, maybe like a 9th Gen X1 Carbon or something. Very affordable, parts are readily available, easy to upgrade, durable, great machines. I just put Linux on that one, and I'm a big fan of it. Been tinkering around with it. I don't know, I think you said you're a Linux guy. So, good devices, affordable, parts readily available, tons of different models, you name it. Anyway, yeah, Anthony, I'm not saying I dislike All-Star. I'm just saying, you know, that's like the extent of what I want to mess with when it comes to something that should be off the grid. You know, I hate saying that. I sound like a prepper. I'm not a prepper. I'm prepared, but I'm not like, oh, the world's going to end. You know, I got to make sure I have redundancy and redundancy and redundancy. I just work in IT, and I hate the internet and all things technology because without them breaking, I wouldn't have a job. So I know the failure rate and the reliability of this kind of stuff. But yeah, Mestastic, I'm not trying to dog it too hard. Like, it is cool, but like I said, the confined space in which it has to operate is just, I don't know. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Sean, go ahead, pick it up.